How could you do this?
Hey, what? Give shove off.
Shut up, Kylie. He's two-timing us.
No, you're just jealous.
Grow up! I was in love with the guy.
Why don't you go, Kylie?
What?
Catch up with you later.
After you see number three, right? Were you going out with Sarah? You creep! You scumbag!
This is very exciting, Maz. I mean, this is a reunion of sorts.
So I'm losing my mind because So I was on Heartbreak High in 1997. I was an extra on the show, and I managed to get a guest role as basically the school hussy called Kylie, and that happened. And then always in the back of my brain since I've been in radio, I'm like, it'd be great to get the gang back together and just redo that scene. And it just so happens that we have managed to pull off this amazing feat. So I would like to welcome to the show Natalie Roy, who played Sarah on Heartbreak High, and Simon Linden, who guest starred as JJ on the series. And the three of us together are reunited again.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
I love it. You guys look like your mind has been blown. Like, this is just you guys all back together again.
It's weird. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I just watched the scene just then, and it was quite bizarre to see that after all your fun.
It was a little bit embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit embarrassing. I can't believe I put my hand up to get busted again.
We have to explain this. I mean, we're going to recreate it, but thankfully we're all in separate rooms, so we don't need to touch each other because, you know, in the age of social distancing, that would be weird. But Natalie, I wanted to ask you, because you were on the show for a fair while playing the character of Sarah, is there anyone from the show that you're still in cahoots with, or has everyone kind of, it's so long ago now, I'm guessing everyone's just gone their own ways?
I think they have. There was definitely some people that I caught up with for a few years after the show. Simon and I actually ended up doing a film together.
Did you?
A few years after the show, didn't we, Simon? Which is funny. But I haven't. But, you know, it was an amazing experience being on the show. I think a lot of people refer to it as being a family. And I think it really did feel like you were part of the Heartbreak family when you were working on the show. So I think that was amazing.
Yeah. And Simon, do you even remember the scene that we all did together? Because I feel like you were only on a couple of episodes and then you went on to do other things.
Yeah, I think I was just on day release from prison, wasn't I?
Yep.
Just popping into Heartbreak to do the gardens.
Well, you did more than the gardens, didn't you?
As it turns out, yeah.
Oh, this is just a wild ride. So Heartbreak High, for those of our listeners who are tuning into this, the whole back catalogue is now available on Netflix, so we can all relive the glory days of Heartbreak High. Gawndy, did you watch the show at all?
To be honest, guys, I didn't. I'm fully aware of it. Like,
I know
Drazik.
Yeah, you know the theme tune.
I know the theme tune. I know the whole thing.
You know Hartley High.
Yeah, I know Hartley High. I know it all. Why do I feel like Drazik was like the big character to come out of that show?
I feel like he was probably the most popular character.
Most popular character, was he? Drazik was the most popular?
I think so.
Okay.
It was the rollerblading the hair and the face piercings and all the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what Callum Mulvey's up to, but I think he's busy.
Have you guys kept in touch with him at all?
I did a Mystery Road with Callum last year.
Yeah.
Did you? How's he going?
He's good. He's in good form. He's just living in LA. He's in love. He's happy. He's got, you know, kids and in great form.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah, this is good to hear from the cast. And so do you guys still get recognised from the show? Was it one of those things that all these years later, it was that big of a show for the fans that they go, you know, they recognise you guys straight away?
I mean, I'll just answer that question firstly and say, no, I don't get recognised as Kylie from Heartbreak High at the shops. It doesn't happen at all.
I actually, after about 10 years of not being recognised, I was recognised last week when I was grabbing a coffee.
Wow. I love that.
That's amazing.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a funny look that people look at you. They sort of look at you as though you went to school with them.
Yes.
You know, when you have that sort of look and they look at you a little bit too long, and I just have a sense, oh, you think I went to your school? And then it always sort of helps me to sort of rejig, okay, you must be thinking Heartbreak.
So, and did you say, so how did that interaction go down? Did they say, hey, Sarah? And you're like, actually, no, it's Natalie.
They said, were you like on a show or something? Were you like, I feel like I really know you. And I just thought, whenever people say, I feel like I really know you, I think that always relates to Heartbreak, not any other acting jobs, because I think they're about 5 or 7 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And that was the key time for them in growing up and their own emerging identities. And I think they're really identified with a lot of the characters on Heartbreak.
Well, I think that's why it did so well. It's such a cult show. And I mean, Not because I was on the show necessarily, but I was so gutted when they cancelled it. And I think there was a bit of outrage that they cancelled it too early. But then, you know, that's just the way it was back then, right?
How do you guys feel about Netflix picking it up and then showing all your old work again? Because I look back on some of the old stuff that I've done in radio, and I would hate to think that one day in the future, someone would just pick that up and start to run with it. So it's about to be on a platform, a massive platform for everyone to see again.
Yeah, that's a good point. Can't do much about it.
Well,
what do you do?
I did have to explain to four children that actually Mum used to be an actor.
Did they know? How old are your kids?
They did know, but they said, but what sort of things did you have to do on the show? And why are you doing this interview, Mum? And I said, I had a guy on the show that was my boyfriend. And then they said, did you have to kiss him? Like, really kiss him? I thought, oh, this is just all too much. It's too much.
Was Maz a good kisser, Simon?
Well, judging by just watching that scene back, yes.
Yeah, I was phenomenal, apparently.
And Maz, Simon, good kisser?
Yeah, I don't remember it being awful. I just remember it being awkward because I didn't know you and I'm not used to macking on with strangers and there's all the, like, and then Natalie, as Sarah, interrupts us. So then, you know, it's like someone's watching you. It was just the whole thing was really confronting. But I'm so glad we did that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Well, look, we are about to relive the scene we've been talking about when we come back next. Guys, how are you feeling about it?
I'm getting all nervous again.
Yes.
Yeah, a little nervous.
Okay. Simon, you're still acting, mate, so you're going to have to lead this scene, I feel.
Right, well, you know, most of the dialogue's for you guys. We're going to have to imagine the rest.
All right, up next, we relive this golden scene.